America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You ready for Patriots Friday, Keith?
Oh, born ready, Jones. Love a Patriots Friday.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah?
All the credit in the world to the Greg Hill Show. They're out and about today.
Wiggy's literally driving tanks.
Was he?
He's driving a tank at the end of their show. He's driving around a tank.
So I must have missed that at the tail end just now when you were just crossing over.
I was crossing over, watching him on a tank.
I missed that.
It was pretty amazing.
So we were talking about our Bozo touchdown parlay down there. Yeah. I missed that.
I was going through Courtney's 13-legger
That you were telling me about. I heard about that. So I give him all the credit in the world out there. Veterans Day on Monday. Great event for Greg Hill this morning. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't feel like most of this building's very ready for Patriots Friday.
There's no one here. This is probably why you're saying that.
Feels
just our show. That
it feels extra quiet in the building today. People itching for that
four-day
weekend. I get that. But we're here. We're grinding away, just like we always do. On a Patriots Friday, we're going to talk to Patriots coordinator, special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. We're going to talk to Mike Onwenu, who's just getting moved up and down the offensive line.
He might be at center today. Who knows? Fullback?
That's a good point. Where is he going to line up this week? So we'll talk to them here on a Patriots Friday. We have the week in review at 11:45. We got a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Bears at 11:20. And, of course, Keith's Keys. I'll be squarely. You got those already? Nice.
Yeah,
squarely at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So get ready for that. A busy, busy Friday. But I want to start with Thursday Night Football last night.
What a game.
It really was.
It really ended up being quite a ball game.
So, I don't know. I don't know how to read the Bengals because I want to say.
I think they're still frisky.
Yeah?
Maybe it's the wild cat that they're based out.
It could be that.
Well,
they're a big cat.
It's a big cat. Yeah. It's a big wild cat. They're not like a house cat.
That's a good point.
They can be both.
It's not a domesticated cat.
No.
It's a wild cat.
The Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Joe Burrow spinning it. You know what's crazy? So they're 4-6. If they miss out on a playoff spot by a game and they lost to the Patriots, they should probably move on from their coach.
Yeah, they should be relegated or something like that.
No, but that game was pretty good. I mean, it got crazy in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so insane game. I mean, Jamar Chase, monster.
He's the best. Second best.
You have him in fantasy?
I don't. And thankfully, I avoided him this week as well. I avoided everybody in that game, thank God.
That is nice. I spot started Gesicki. Didn't work. Who was going against the Chase Burrow stack? Who was that?
Terp. Yeah, you just hang it up.
Week's over.
Had a nice time.
That's
Thursday Night Football, you're done. Friday, your fantasy matchup is over.
Very, very much unfortunate. In my league, Chase scored like 50 points. Burrow had 428, four touchdowns.
Beast.
Chase had three touchdowns, 11 catches, 264 yards. Lamar was a monster. Like, the whole game was out of control. But the reason I find it relevant, actually, there's a few reasons. Yeah. But let's start with one we talked about all week. The Bengals do what we asked the Patriots to do. Go for two at the end of regulation. You were adamant you wanted the Patriots to do it. We circled back. It came up again in the Monday night game. Chiefs and Bucks, you wanted them to go for it there. I'm assuming you wanted the Bengals to go for it last night. You think that was the right call?
I do. And so I'll be consistent on this. I think that was the right call for the Bengals, although I still feel stronger about the Patriots going for it.
That's easily the one that was the biggest no-brainer.
Because of where the season's at for them, where they were, how easy / difficult it was for them to even score points. Right? Like, if you're the Bengals, you could actually make the case, kick the extra point, you have 38 seconds to kill, And then if you get the ball in overtime, you're probably at that point feeling like you can march down the field and score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Whereas I didn't have that same confidence that the Patriots could score a touchdown. If they could get 2 yards, great, you win the game. And there was no time to kill. Like, you just walk it off. They would have had
to stop Lamar
for 38 seconds.
You definitively end the game.
Game's
that's
over.
True. Yep.
It's a walk-off win. Whereas there's still a little bit of time. You need to make sure you don't have like a special teams mishap if you're Cincinnati. But I still like it. I like the aggressiveness. They're looking at it and be like, we're not really stopping Lamar tonight, especially second half Lamar. We're not really stopping him. It's trending in a direction where if they win the toss in overtime, like it's coming down to a toss. Would you rather try to get 2 yards with Joe Burrow and that Bengals offense or hopefully win the coin toss and then hopefully stop Lamar Jackson? I'll go for the 2 yard. Now, it didn't work, so people can be like, see, they should have forced overtime and who knows what happens. But I like them going for two even though it didn't work.
So I maintain I wanted the Patriots to go for two, and I think it was the right call for the Patriots to go for two. You make a great point about it's a legit walk-off. There's no time
zero
left. So
time.
You don't have to factor that in like you would have against Mahomes or last night against Lamar. I wanted the Patriots to go for it. I didn't think the Bucs should have gone for it. I thought the
Bengals.
Bucs made no, I'm saying on Monday.
Oh, Bucs, right.
I thought the Bucs made the right call
on Monday.
And I think the Bengals made the wrong call last night.
You wanted just the point? Is it because their offense is better?
Just because your season's not over. And so the Patriots' season is over. Like, you're still playing for something, and to pin it all on one play just feels too risky. I mean, the Bengals borderline threw away their season last night on that play.
Maybe. Yeah, 4-6 versus 5-5, I guess,
right.
Is a big swing game.
To pin everything on one play, and I get what you're saying. You can win the game there. Their offense has been rolling, although it feels like the closer they got to the end zone, the worse off they are. They were the best at their own 30, where Burrow just hucked it up to Jamar Chase.
They should have gone to lay a game like the Jets.
Give themselves a little more room to operate.
Yeah, we want to be at the 7, actually, where we want to be.
So I did like the Bucs kicking and going to overtime.
Got it.
And I get it. It's Patrick Mahomes on the other side. You never win a coin toss against Patrick Mahomes. I just feel like when you're a good team, hitching your wagons to one play like that is too risky, even for me. And I'm pretty bold with a lot
of
this.
So I guess, are they a good team?
The Bucs and the Bengals?
Bengals.
Well,
but specifically last night, are they a good team?
When I say good.
Yeah.
They're not Patriots bad.
No.
And you may have thrown away your play. Like you said, the Bengals should look at the Patriots game as where they kicked away the playoffs. I mean, last night is where they might have kicked it away on one decision.
Yeah, no, it's true. I just think like
I like the Patriots going for it. The other two that happened this week, I think the Bucs made the right call, and I think the Bengals made the wrong call.
The Ravens scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. So if you lose the toss, I feel like you're losing the game. What is a higher percentage? Not NFL two-point conversions, Cincinnati Bengals two-point conversions versus a coin toss. Maybe it's the same. Maybe the coin toss is slightly better. I don't know. I'm just saying the same idea, even though the Patriots are they're not playing for the playoffs, the Bengals are playing for the playoffs. I think that's a better message by the coach to say, hey guys, 2 yards for the game. Let's go. 2 yards for the game. Offensive line has got to feel fired up about it. Burrow's feeling fired up about it rather than like, let's kick and take a chance on our defense, which has already given up 35 points tonight.
Yeah.
So I love the aggressiveness of going for two. Because they're not all the same, right? And like that's sort of the beauty of these 3 two-point conversion tries or not tries in the last week. They're all a little bit different. At the end of the game, I do like the aggressiveness. I never go for two in like the third quarter where you're like, well, now we'd be down by like 7. Like, no. Just score as many points as you can. And then at the end of the game, figure it out. And if it's the difference between 2 possessions, 3, then that's when you have to do it.
You like a coin toss, meaning like a 50-50 play effectively to walk it off or close to walk it off.
Well, I would trust a lot of these teams to have really good two-point plays. Like,
yeah, not the Patriots.
I don't think they do.
But a team like
the
Bengals
would.
A team like the Bucs.
Yeah, and the Bucs, right, which have been good offensively. I mean, if it ever came to the Detroit Lions. Now, didn't they famously go for two last year and they lost it? I think.
Yeah, that was a regular season game against Dallas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So people were
they got it, and then they.
Oh,
what was the deal? They had their lineman didn't check in.
Yes,
that's
what
it
was.
Yeah.
But like a guy like that has so many plays. So if you're on defense and you're like, well, like who are they going to throw to?
Right.
Like, they could throw to anybody that's out here right now, and you're shaking in your boots. So I kind of like the aggressiveness. It does set them back. I mean, they're 4-6. But it's not like by any stretch it's a guaranteed win if you just take the point.
No, it's not. It's not at all. That's true. You could go to overtime. Lamar could win the coin toss. They could march right down the field and you lose for sure. The Bengals right now are 4-6. They're 9th in the AFC. The teams ahead of them, the 5-win Broncos, the 5-win Chargers, the 4-win Colts. So to say they're done,
I was going to say,
is probably too strong.
I think they have a chance. Like if you said from now through the rest of the season, Do they have a better record than the Colts and the Broncos and by a game or two? Yeah. And I don't think anybody behind them is going to catch them. I think all the teams.
Jets, please. And all the other teams are all the trash teams in the AFC.
So yeah. I think basically halfway through the season, barring some kind of crazy winning streak for one of these bad teams, there's nine teams for seven spots. The Bengals are still one of those teams. And you're right. They'll look back at tonight or last night, and they'll look back at the Patriots game if they lose out and be like, oh, my God. Like, how do you lose those?
So do you look at last night, Patriots fans, as, you know, vindication for the Patriots not going for two? Is that the right decision to not go for it? Do you look at it and say a team that's actually talented and a team that's been to a Super Bowl before went for two, Patriots should have done it even though it didn't work out? You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. A whole bunch of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can text us at 37937. On Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along and chat on Twitch. Always a lively chat there. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or subscribe to YouTube, or subscribe to WEEI, rather, and watch along on YouTube.
What's funny is that stretch where teams were kicking the point or going for two or whatever it was, like the Patriots, all those teams lost.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it doesn't matter.
Whether they went to overtime.
No matter what the decision was.
They lost. Each one of them lost.
It was an interesting week because it started with the Patriots on Sunday. Then we watched Monday Night Football. We're like, same situation. Yeah. The Leonardo DiCaprio thing. We're like, that's exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then it happens again last night. So it's just been an interesting trend line to follow throughout the NFL. But you're right. No matter what they did, they got it wrong in those game situations.
Yep.
The refs also got some stuff wrong. How big of an issue was that for you last night? If you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, Joe Burrow was roughed. Gesicki, maybe. Was held in the end zone pass interference. I feel like
it's close.
Trust me, I was watching Gesicki super close
like
last night.
Like a hawk.
Spot started him for Njoku on a bye week in fantasy. So I was watching Gesicki very close.
Yeah.
He was begging for flags all night long and like that's embellishing and trying to sell it. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the Gesicki one. I think Burrow was pretty clear. It was a blow to the head. They probably missed the call there. I don't know. Is there a big takeaway other than refs are humans and they missed a call?
Refs are subhuman and they're horrible. They're horrible at their jobs and they should be robot refs. And if we were, you know, if we were all Bengals fans.
You think the Bengals got screwed?
Yeah, but like I never lead with that. I never really want to go crazy about it. Like I think teams kind of get screwed all the time. I think most games refs screw it up or sometimes it's the non-call, right? Like that's the big screw up, but I just hate it. It's such a loser's lament to even point to the refs, but they're not perfect. They can play a hand in it, but like ultimately, you still had 2 yards to win the game. You know, after all that, you had 2 yards to win the game, and they lost. So that's more on them than it is on the refs, but yeah, the refs aren't great.
Yeah, I mean, if the Patriots lost the game that way, how I would look at it is, well, your running back fumbled when you were up 2 touchdowns and let the other team back in the game. Like, I would focus much more on that as a fan. You know, Chase Brown fumbling, than I would on the refs missing a call at the end of the game, where there's a lot going on for refs at the end of the game. They missed it. I acknowledge they missed it, and like it could have gone your way. You run the play again. Maybe you get in. Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
But your coach could have played for overtime. I'd look at that first. I'd look at your running back fumbling it away. I'd look at your defense falling apart in the second half.
Oh,
admittedly, against a great offense.
Sure, but still, they did well in the first half.
If that were the Patriots, that's how I would look at it.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of fans like to blame the refs. Maybe you had bets riding on that, fantasy outcomes riding on that, so you can jump in again on the phones. I think the interesting takeaways when it comes to not just the 2-point conversion, but also looking at Joe Burrow and how things have gone with him in Cincinnati, Keith.
Yeah.
Because he came in, he's one of the few rookie quarterbacks, who we look at now as a franchise quarterback. I think he is a franchise quarterback, certainly top five in the NFL.
I think he's top five. I think he's no doubt top five.
Certainly top five. I was going to say probably top three.
Maybe. Well, too high? I mean, depending on if you like the guy on the other side last night more or not. If you go Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson.
Yeah, fair. So like, let's just say top five to make it easy.
Yeah.
Top five quarterback in the NFL. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
He's been to the playoffs 2 times in his career. And you look at how his rookie year went. He was 2-7-1 in 10 starts. He got hurt. They got him killed. But you could tell his rookie year he had some skill, but it wasn't translating to victories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Joe Burrow is an interesting comparison for Drake May in that regard. Like, Drake May is not going to win a lot of games his rookie year. Burrow had, I would imagine, just off the top of my head, more around him than Drake May has now, but...
He didn't have Jamar Chase yet.
But he had
right?
Higgins.
But he had T. Higgins. He had Tyler Boyd.
He had Mixon.
He had the corpse of A.J. Green.
Yeah.
He had Giovanni Bernard. He had Joe Mixon.
Right.
So that's a lot better.
That's a lot better.
He had Brian Callahan as his coordinator. Zach Taylor was his head coach.
Fair. So, you know.
Which I guess Zach Taylor, I mean, you can probably talk both sides of.
I guess, well, that's a good point. Burrow didn't have his stud receiver yet, but he had more around him than Drake May. But my point is, it wasn't translating to wins. And by year two, Burrow's in the Super Bowl. They're 10-6. He leads the NFL in completion percentage. He looks like a legit quarterback. The following year, they're back in the playoffs. He's top five in the MVP. Okay? I'm not saying Drake May is going to have you in the Super Bowl next year.
But he might.
But immediately, immediately, you saw it with him.
Yeah.
You're seeing it with Drake May. You saw it with Joe Burrow right away. By year two, what wasn't translating to wins was translating to wins. And the big difference, I think,
yeah,
is they got him his stud receiver. They got him Ja'Marr Chase, and that unlocked the Bengals to go from a non-competitive team to all of a sudden, look out, this is a team you don't want to play.
But not only that, but it's this argument that we had for months leading up to the start of the season. Joe Burrow did play his rookie year, right? For everybody, it's like Patrick Mahomes sat.
He played day one.
Tom Brady sat.
Yep.
Joe Burrow played 10 games, then he got hurt, but they were 2-7-1, but that's 10 game reps where he's preparing as the starter, is out there on the field. The wins weren't there, but the guy still, he threw for 270 yards a game, 13 touchdowns, 5 picks. You could see that he was good right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ja'Marr Chase kind of unlocked it. And then the next thing you know, he has 2 years where he is one of the best players in the league. They have a little bit of a step back last year, and then obviously a slow start this year. But even with last year and this year not being great record-wise, every time you see Joe Burrow play, you're like, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's a guy that all but two teams would probably trade their quarterback for. And it's funny because he did. He's had the same head coach this whole time, right? Like, so that was, they got him a guy that, you know, somebody that Twitch chat says he's a clown. Maybe Zach Taylor is a clown,
he,
but
he is kind of a clown, I'd take him over Mayo.
I was going to say, he did get a team to a Super Bowl,
yeah.
So I got to give him a little bit of credit for that. But this goes back to the syncing up an offensive guy with your young quarterback and not swapping out playbooks and coordinators. And I know Brian Callahan moved on as now the Titans head coach, but really, it's Zach Taylor's offense. So he's had consistency as well. So year two, you add Ja'Marr Chase, who he happened to also play in college with, which is like a nice bonus. But you have consistency this whole time. His two best receivers have been there for the 5 years. His head coach has been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They had a horrible offensive line when they went to the Super Bowl. They've tried to beef it up. I think the mixed results, but they've spent a lot of money at offensive line.
They were without Orlando Brown last night, but their line looked bad last night.
It's looked bad most of the time he's been there,
but
they've thrown resources at it since then. He overcame it in the second year or the year they made the Super Bowl, but they were atrocious. But yeah, I think, you know, they're an interesting case study because the last 2 years, if you have the third best quarterback in the NFL, shouldn't you roll out of bed and be a playoff team?
Yeah.
You know, like that's sort of an odd thing with them.
And they start slow seemingly every year.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt.
And
maybe they're a little too comfortable with that. And maybe, and I'll acknowledge this, maybe Burrow got some bad habits in his rookie year. You know, maybe that's possible where...
Then he got hurt last year, too, which is a big fact. He played 10 games last year.
That affects them in some way, shape, or form. And you're right, he got hurt, and they missed the playoffs, but they also started slow again last year.
I was going to say, they were 500 when he got hurt, so there's no guarantee they would have made the playoffs.
So I don't rule out that Joe Burrow picked up some bad habits when he was on a losing team his rookie year, and maybe if you want to make the case for Drake May not being out there and gaining bad habits and playing through it, maybe that's a case you could make. All I know is I watch Burrow. I don't think his line's very good.
It's not.
He did not have T. Higgins last night, so I don't want to hear about how they have a bunch of weapons. They lost Joe Mixon. It was pretty much him and Ja'Marr Chase last night.
Oh, that's, I mean, they're throwing a Mike Gesicki, who he couldn't catch a cold when he was with the Patriots.
No,
so
he did not.
He's one of their top target guys. They have it's just Ja'Marr Chase last night.
Yeah.
I mean, Chase Brown, I'll take Ramondre Stevenson over Chase Brown.
Yeah, maybe. And so, do you need that kind of guy? Does Drake May need a guy like Joe Burrow after year one? They went out and got a guy. And as you said, Keith, it was his guy. They had a connection from LSU. And so maybe they started at a higher point. Do you have to go get Drake May that guy? And is that their number one priority? And watching Thursday Night Football last night, I think that's the dream. You're going to be drafting in a place where you can get arguably the top receiver in the draft. Where was Chase? Was he 5 or 6? He was right around
there. Yeah, I think 5.
So you're going to be drafting there. You might be drafting higher than that, and you can even move down and accumulate more draft capital and still get your guy the way things are going. How important is that? And I watched Joe Burrow play, Keith, and I think May has some of those characteristics.
Yeah.
But I think May actually...
He runs better.
May runs better, but Burrow moves really well.
Yeah, I know.
Like, Burrow's very elusive in the pocket, and he does what I like to see out of a quarterback.
Kind of like Roethlisberger.
Yeah, but I think he does what May does, and this is a credit to Drake May. I think when he's moving around in the pocket, his eyes are up.
Oh, and yeah, he's looking.
Burrow's constantly maneuvering and manipulating the pocket, but his eyes are up to make a play. And so I think there's some of that with Drake May. I think Drake May runs better purely, but there's good movement in the pocket. Eyes are up looking to make a play. Get him a receiver. I'm not telling you you're in the Super Bowl by year two. You might not even be in the playoffs by year two. But I think that Burrow Chase lesson is a good lesson for Drake May, and you saw it on display last night.
Oh, I think it's a great example, like to unlock the quarterback. And a lot of fans would say, no. Beef up the O-line first and then figure that out. I think if you ask Joe Burrow and if you ask Drake May, and if they were being honest, and they said, hey, we'll get you either all-pro left tackle or we'll get you an all-pro receiver for next year. I think Drake May is taking the all-pro receiver. Now, you can't have scrubs. It's not like, oh, we'll take any lineman. Like, nobody's saying that. Don't, like, ignore the position. But I think an average offensive line where you have a little bit of time, plus you create some more time because of your own ability, Drake May does. But if he can throw it to Ja'Marr Chase 10 yards down the field, and then he runs another 50, and then he's like, oh, nice 60-yard pass by Drake May. He's like, no, he threw it 10 yards.
Right.
Ja'Marr Chase did the rest of it.
Ja'Marr Chase, and he had one bomb touchdown last night.
Yeah.
But the other one, you're right. He did all of it after the catch.
Him.
He's done that a million times.
A million times.
I don't know. I think he has a million touchdowns, and they've all been
like
that.
A million.
They've all been like he catches it at the 50. He's in the middle of like three defenders. He scoots by all of them, and next thing you know, he's broken off a giant touchdown.
Remember how disinterested he looked week one against the Patriots?
Yes.
That has changed. He has 10 touchdowns already this season. So 10 touchdowns in 10 games.
He's just 10 touchdowns? I mean, I had three last night. I guess that helps. I didn't realize he had 10.
And he's just shy of 1,000 yards already. Like, the guy's insane. And
I mean, maybe we got to retroactively give Gonzo even more credit than we did.
Yeah.
And again, you can say that game.
He was also really pissy about his contract then. But yep. I mean, Gonzo's good.
You could say week one there was no T. Higgins and they could focus on him. Again, there was no T. Higgins last night. And look at what he did. So maybe we got to retroactively give Gonzo more credit
than that. They still haven't signed this guy?
No.
Like, what?
They're the Bengals.
They are the Bengals.
That's legitimately one advantage the Patriots have, I think.
Is there any way to swoop in and get him? Is there any way in hell?
I don't think
Joe Burrow will let it happen.
I think the Bengals will pay him. I just think for whatever reason they're waiting, like Dallas waited to pay CeeDee Lamb.
Yep. So and then Higgins will squirt free, though.
Oh, Higgins will definitely be it. I don't think they're going to pay Higgins. I think that ship has sailed. So there's a chance you get Higgins. I think the Bengals will pay Ja'Marr Chase. I just think they're cheap and need the cash flow or whatever, like Jerry Jones did in Dallas with CeeDee Lamb. I just think they're playing it stupid.
Those are the two guys that are sure things, too.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
I don't know if T. Higgins is a sure thing. I think he'd be the best guy here by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're like, oh, Drake May is going to be like an all-pro now because he has T. Higgins.
So there's a lot of good parallels with that game last night. The two-point conversion decision. You can jump it on the refs as well if you want. Building with Ja'Marr Chase, is that the priority or is it offensive line? Can Drake May take a step in year two like Joe Burrow did? Joe Burrow won two games as a rookie. He only played 10, but he won two. Can May start winning as soon as next year? Because I don't think there's going to be a lot of wins this year. I think there's a lot of good parallels to Thursday night football last night. It's Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. I forgot to mention the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Today's the day.
You mentioned Courtney sent you a how many leg parlay?
13-legger.
13-legger?
Yeah, 13 legs.
Did Wiggy give you any good suggestions today or no?
No, he was driving a tank. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But Courtney sent me 13-legger, and one of them that might kind of possibly be the sticking point. It is $20 to win $12,000.
Yeah.
Patriots money line. I don't know if I love that.
I bet that's not the worst out of the 13. We'll hear that coming up. We also have the Bozo touchdown parlay at the end of the hour. It's made money before. We've been on a bit of a cold streak, but it's made money
no
before.
No better time than the present, Jones, to turn things around.
That's a five-legger, and there is one shocking. And I mean shocking.
You might get voted off the island for this. It's a bold flavor.
In the Bozo touchdown, but it's a very, very bold flavor. So that comes your way on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Jeremy Springer. We'll talk to Mike Onwenu. Keefe's Keys, a four-pack of questions coming your way an hour from now. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And then let's get back into Caleb Williams or Drake May. Who would you rather build around?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's next?
Why don't you just say what you're saying, Greg Bedard?
Like, what are you saying? He leads the NFL in turnover-worthy percentage since he came in.
Sit him down.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I don't know.
I don't get what you're trying to say.
You haven't been electrified by Drake May's performance thus far?
All I heard there is...
Oh, he's teetering.
All I heard there is number two in the NFL in terms of turnover-worthy plays, Baker Mayfield. Maybe.
Mayfield's killing it.
Maybe the MVP of the league. That's probably strong. He's in the mix for MVP of the league.
MVP of my league.
And then Josh Allen, his rookie year,
also had
a bunch of turnover-worthy plays.
Is that right?
Oh.
Oh, the rookie quarterback with a bad offensive line and horrible skill position players is turning it over a few times.
So he's somewhere between rookie year Josh Allen and MVP Baker Mayfield. Like, I guess I don't have a big issue with that. I was on him about the turnovers last week, and you can't be turning it over a million times. But I also really like what I'm seeing out of Drake May. And so.
No, I liked Jacoby Brissett when he played because he would throw for 100 yards. You could set your watch to it. It was going to be 100 yards passing for a full game. No turnovers.
He also
no
said,
points.
He said Brissett was 11th in turnover worthy plays.
Yikes. Well, he got away with a few.
Yeah.
That is true.
How the hell was he so. He made no.
Didn't even throw it.
Gave you no plays. He made no plays. And he also was just outside the top 10 in turnover worthy plays.
Maybe they thought every time he ran with it, he's going to fumble.
So let me tell you.
Whoop, that looks shaky.
Drake May has been a little loose with the football. Got it. I don't need your stat.
He's also been a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. I don't need your stat to tell me that. He's the only good player they have on offense.
Correct.
He's it. That's the end. Maybe I'm being a little harsh on Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, he did fumble four times.
But, like, he's all they have on offense. So, no, okay.
The guy's a dude. The dude's a guy.
I do like what I've seen. I love what I've seen out of Drake May. He needs to clean up some of the turnovers. And if Josh Allen is an indication, he will. And even if you're turning it over a crap load like Baker Mayfield, you can still make a bunch of plays to counterbalance
it. Good question by the text line.
What's that now?
What the bleep is a turnover-worthy play? I feel like every time you throw it, it could be picked off.
I'll give you an example in the last game. A turnover-worthy play, May threw it right to the defense and they dropped it.
That would
qualify as a turnover-worthy play.
I feel like every time you drop back, there's 11 guys on defense trying to take it from you.
Was Burrow's a turnover-worthy play last night in the end zone where they were out of bounds? Lamar certainly had one where Britt Taylor dropped one.
Yeah.
Taylor Britt, what's his name?
Well, some are more obvious. Like, I would look at it more, and maybe this is how the stat works. I don't know. But, like, interceptions drop. So, like, what you would call a drop for a wide receiver, if a defensive player drops a pass, that's a that is a interception that should have been. Outside of that, like, I don't really know how you do it.
I think what Bedard's trying to say without saying it is May's been a little lucky, and he's probably not as good as he looks. I think that's what he's trying to say. Turnover-worthy play would imply.
I think he's better than I thought he was going to be.
Oh, he's...
And I was high on him, but I think he's better.
I liked him out of all the quarterbacks the best in the draft.
I didn't love him as much as Shime.
But I'm saying, I liked him the best out of any quarterback in the draft. He's been better than I thought.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, he just looked better than I thought. I'm not going to let him off the hook for game-losing interceptions.
Oh, no, he's turned it over, but, like, who in this scenario would be perfect? You know, like, nobody. You could put Burrow or Allen or Mahomes on this Patriots team. Yes, they'd be better. Those three guys are better. You don't think they'd turn it over a few times, so like trying to make a play?
Good question. So it's Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. You can jump in here. We were talking about Thursday Night Football last night. I think there's a lot of tie-ins. I like the way Keefe puts it. Would you rather have an average offensive line and an all-pro wide receiver or a high-level offensive line with an average wide receiver room? Like, I'd rather have that all-pro receiver.
Right now the Patriots have neither, so you can want both.
Yeah. But the Bengals got Burrow, and then they found him as guy. The Patriots need to do that, and they need to prioritize a wide receiver. Hopefully it's a Ja'Marr Chase type. I don't know that I trust Elliott Wolf to find that guy, but they need to prioritize that guy over even an offensive line, which is a glaring need on this team.
I also feel like best offensive lines in football over the last several years. Now, I could be missing some here, but just over the last 5 to 10 years, when you see the different rankings, because I'm not going to say, like, oh, that's what I'm watching, and like you can really tell the technique. But if you just look at, like,
I legit never watch
PFF,
it.
For example, or like when they rank them, anecdotally, wouldn't you say over the years, the Browns, the Colts, the Cowboys even, they've had really, really good offensive lines. They've had all pro guards. They've had great centers, tackles, the whole nine. Those teams never win crap.
Well, no, that's true. I would say the Chiefs have invested a lot in their offensive
line.
They
have. At one point, they had a horrible line, too. And, I mean, they lost to the Bucs in the Super Bowl because of it.
Yeah, so they let Tyreek Hill walk. They've invested a lot in their offensive line. I'd say that's probably the one that people would prop up. They also have arguably the greatest quarterback of all time.
So I think that helps a lot.
I think that's a little bit different. But I would say the Chiefs, if you want to put up a team with a good offensive line, that's probably one.
Yeah, they're moving up. And you know, Detroit does now. They didn't win it last year. But maybe this year they will. And that'll sort of be the, although they have kind of everything. They have the play caller. Amon-Ra St. Brown's a top 10 receiver.
They
so
have
like
Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles. Oh, that's both. So cool.
I'd take a Sonic or a Knuckles. They have both.
Ooh, if you could have one, Sonic or Knuckles, who'd you take?
I think you want Sonic.
I think on that team you'd want Sonic.
Yeah.
Knuckles is pretty badass.
Did we decide on who's which?
No, I think Gibbs is Sonic.
He's Sonic.
I'm pretty sure he's Sonic, yeah. And
he should
Montgomery
be Sonic.
Is Knuckles. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It's lightning fast. Of course, Knuckles is not slow. You're making it sound like Knuckles is slow.
I didn't play a ton of that game, but when I was asking my buddies about this, they were saying, yeah, Knuckles is also quite fast. And I said, well, that doesn't is that really David Montgomery? I don't know if that's the
best
fit.
Maybe he's a little bit more of the bad boy.
Yeah.
I think Knuckles was kind of a controversial character.
Knuckles is a bad boy.
He'd kick your ass. He's a tough hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as far as hedgehogs go, he's a tough hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. Ron Jeremy, Tails.
I would take Sonic or Knuckles on this.
They're both
team.
Great.
I don't need both.
Yeah. Their team's low. No, but I mean, I'm not. Nobody wants like a bad offensive line, obviously. I'm just saying you see what like Ja'Marr Chase can do and how he can sort of elevate everybody around him and kind of take over a game. The question then becomes, too, which we've had all kind of offseason, how many of those guys are there? There's a lot of really good receivers. Mm-hmm. How many are of that level? Because the names we've talked about are like Brandon Ayuk, Calvin Ridley, T. Higgins, and you're like, I like all those guys.
Yeah, they're good.
But they're not Chase, Lamb, Jefferson, Hill.
No.
That's a different category. Even A.J. Brown.
So I would prioritize wide receiver over O-line. They need everything.
Yeah,
I would prioritize wide receiver over O-line.
Take whatever you can get.
You can jump in on that. Meanwhile, we were talking about putting quarterbacks on this team. If you put Caleb Williams on this team, you were saying like Mahomes and Burrow and guys like that.
Yeah.
If you put Caleb Williams on this team, are they better or worse?
Record-wise?
Are they the same? Just how do they look? Record-wise, take it however you want.
All right, let me ask you this follow-up question, just so I get the full parameters of this. Did he start week 6 when Drake May did, or did he start the whole season?
Let's go one for one. Let's say he starts where Drake May started. Do you think you're better or worse off?
So they're basically 1-3 and Drake May starts. Now, the one game they won, he started the game and then got bounced out. I bet they're roughly the same.
I think Caleb Williams would struggle more here than Drake May has.
I mean, Drake, I think it would be somewhat similar. Caleb Williams doesn't have the running ability that Drake May has necessarily, and that was obviously a big part of his game last week, which they lost to a horrible team. Mm-hmm. So, like, I could see them losing that. I think Caleb Williams might be a better overall thrower, but I guess is your point, who does he have to throw to?
Well, that. Yeah. And I just think Caleb Williams is 500, and they easily could be 5-3 with a win over the Commanders if Jaden Daniels doesn't pull the Hail Mary out of his backside, okay? Which really was the Bears falling apart on defense. But Caleb Williams does have a good amount of run. That defense is really good. You made this point earlier in the week, Keith. I think it's fair. He doesn't have as much around him as we thought.
Preseason, I thought he was loaded for Bear.
You thought DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Cole Kmet and Rome Odunze and DeAndre Swift.
Right now,
yes.
Who's better? Shane Waldron, offensive coordinator for the Bears, or Alex Van Pelt? I thought that was also advantage Bears. Now I think it's close to a wash.
Okay, it's close to a wash. I agree. I think I'd still take Waldron.
Shane, yeah,
but
he's done it more.
It's not a huge gap.
No.
So the gap isn't as big as we thought, but we all agree he has more around him.
Oh, yeah.
So now put Caleb Williams in this spot. I think, and put Drake May there. I think the Bears would be better. I think the Patriots would be worse if you swap quarterbacks. It's a long way of saying I'd rather have Drake May than Caleb Williams. And I don't know if that's at stake this weekend.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, I bet a lot of people in New England, because, you know, we watch Drake May every week, and I never really was the biggest Caleb Williams fan anyway. I bet a lot of people in New England are like, yeah, Drake May. But nationally, I wonder if that conversation changes at all coming out of this game. Like, if Drake May beats Caleb Williams, do people look at it nationally and start to go, maybe the Bears didn't get it right. I think they're already doing that with Jaden Daniels.
Maybe. He's had an interesting start to his career. He gets thrown right in right away. He's named a starter, like, the second they draft him.
Yep.
Right? Keenan Allen was at his pro day. So, like, that just shows you, like,
Keenan Allen wasn't putting in much work in the offseason, yeah, but that was one thing he did.
No, they announced it immediately. This wasn't one of those, like, us talking about it every day, like, when's Drake May going to be the starter? Yep. This was Caleb Williams, their starter, like, penciled in right off the shoot. He got off to a slow start. Then he put together probably his three best games, and that's when we were like, hey, look at that. You can get better, like, from playing.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 weeks, he hasn't been as good. Now, this is also part of the roller coaster that is a rookie year. It never just starts at one place and goes up and then just never looks back. So, like, how does he respond? He didn't play great in the Hail Mary game, but obviously they were in a spot to win it. And then last week, maybe the bigger surprise, they in Arizona, and, like, the whole team just kind of fell apart. They got smoked by the Cardinals. So he needs a bounce-back game because he was looking pretty good for a little bit. Not Jaden Daniels good. Nobody has started the season better than Jaden Daniels.
No.
But, I mean, 4-4 is their record. Now, they have we talked about their schedule coming up is insane.
It's a,
like, they have to beat the Patriots to have any chance at all.
It's a bear.
But it's a grizzly. It's a freaking grizzly
bear.
It's
a polar bear.
It might be a polar bear.
It's top of the bear food chain.
They'll eat their young. Not to give away the keys, but they'll eat their young. Not a ton of food to be had up there.
I'm just looking forward to who isn't the ultimate jock. That's all I'm looking forward to. Not to spoil the keys.
You might be surprised this week. You might be surprised.
Not to spoil the keys. No. 1 o'clock sharp.
No, but I
barring any guess, but hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
The Patriots are getting 6 points against the Bears.
You like that?
I think I kind of like it.
You like that road dog?
I think I kind of like it.
The road dog, Jesse James?
The Bears are in a bad... The Bears are in a bad way.
Billy Gunn.
They're in a bad way, the Bears. And I don't know. I haven't loved what I've seen out of Caleb Williams the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
And that offense the last couple of weeks. So let's see. Let's see if they're quitting on their coach. Let's see if Caleb Williams has hit a hiccup. Yes.
I view it as you're right to say what you're saying about the Bears. But Patriots are the get-right team.
No, it's true.
For everybody.
It's so true.
How was Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson looking before that
Not
game?
Not good.
No. How was Aaron Rodgers the first time looking before that game?
Not good.
How was Mason Rudolph looking before that game?
Not good.
Yeah.
Some would say,
thank God we get the Patriots this week.
Some would say the Patriots are due. That's yeah, what some would say.
No, that's true.
Patriots are due for one of these I would say.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's a winnable spot. And so how do you feel about the Pats against the Bears? Who are you taking, Caleb Williams or Drake May? What would happen if they switch spots?
No, it's not, dude. That's not how any of this works.
It's like a Freaky Friday type situation. Caleb Williams and Drake May on a Patriots Friday.
I get it.
We have our Bozo touchdown parlay. There is a shocking, I think I would argue, the most shocking entry of the year in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
It kind of is, but the more I think about it, the more I kind of like it.
The more you love it.
I kind of like it.
Okay, well, stay tuned. Yeah. We're going to try to make you some money. Bozo touchdown parlay next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. Text line 37937. Jones, you're talking like people nationally will watch this game. That's fair. I mean, nationally.
Don't you think the number one pick and the number three pick is like some attention?
Do I think Caleb Williams and the Bears were a conversation nationally? I kind of do.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the Patriots necessarily.
I mean, it's two potential franchise quarterbacks that could be like studs for a really long time.
And
I think there's interest in that.
I mean, nationally, people are I watched this morning. Was it Tannenbaum or who was it on Get Up was saying Jaden Daniels should be the MVP of the league? So
Tannenbaum.
But if Jaden Daniels, I shouldn't assign that to him. Where did I see that? I'll double check who said
Somebody
that.
Somebody said that. They should calm down.
Yeah.
He's been very good, though.
Yeah. Whoever said it, calm down, would you?
Good take.
Here was it. Who was it? Who was it?
Strong take.
It was Tannenbaum. I was right. So yeah, you're right, Keith. Calm down, Tannenbaum.
All right.
But I bet people are looking at it going, did the Bears get it wrong already, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels? So why is it crazy to look at it and say they may get it wrong with Drake May as well? That's all I'm wondering. I wonder if that conversation changes, because I bet New England, most people are taking Drake May over Caleb Williams. I would. You wouldn't. We'll see how it plays out this Sunday. Patriots and Bears.
People also...
people are fired up?
Well, they're fired up about Ron Jeremy as the best hedgehog.
Well, maybe. So, yeah, somebody wanted a Mount Rushmore of hedgehogs. I mean, Sonic and Knuckles, I would be on there.
Yeah, it's 50% of your Mount Rushmore, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty popular hedgehogs.
I'm at a bit of a loss for...
Is Tails anymore. A hedgehog? I don't even know if Tails was a hedgehog. Tails felt more like a
Who did you pop your
squirrel?
Head in and say, Nick?
Who's Tails?
Who did you say?
Shadow.
Was that a hedgehog?
Yeah. Well, he's in those games later on.
Okay.
What do you think Tails was? I don't think he...
I don't know. Again, I'm not as well versed in this.
I got to look up what he... Oh, he's a fox! Of course.
Yeah.
Beautiful tail. Nice ears. The fox.
Fox is known for flying.
I was more of like an...
Well, he's a unique... guy.
I was more of an Aladdin guy on Sega than I was a Sonic guy.
More of Aladdin. Aladdin's a good game. Throw the apples.
Aladdin was a good game. Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, real nice.
You know what Tails' real name was? That's obviously a nickname for him.
I assume that was his real name.
No, Miles Prower was his real name. Miles.
Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good dude. Sonic 2 is one of my
Knuckles
favorite games.
Sonic, Knuckles, and Miles. Yeah,
the second Sonic game is pretty amazing.
Should I'm on Ross St. Brown? I mean, he's already got a great... He's the sun god.
Should he be Tails? Oh, no,
Should he be Tails?
No, but maybe somebody else, whoever their third back is. They must have a third back that wants
Craig,
to be included.
Craig
Reynolds?
Is that his name? Craig Reynolds? He's
maybe.
He's Tails.
He's like, I'll be Tails. Like, no, we're good. Yeah, no, like, we kind of have a good thing going
you're
here.
You're Shadow. We don't have, nobody ever wants to see you. You stay on the sidelines. So it's Patriots Friday. We got Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock. We got a four-pack of questions. Patriots and Bears coming your way about a half an hour from now. We'll also talk to special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer and Patriots offensive lineman, who knows where the hell he's lining up anymore.
Could be anywhere.
Mike Unwenu, we'll ask him about it when he joins us later on a Patriots Friday. But right now, it's time for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We do it every Friday. Five legs to our touchdown parlay. We hit way back in week 3. We've admittedly been on a bit of a cold streak since then.
And
we have, I would say, the most shocking pick. You want to do the shocking pick last, Keith?
Yeah, I would save the shocking pick to the
end. Let's work our way up to that.
Yeah.
I'll start with my pick. I hate that I have a morning game on here. We have had very bad luck.
Oh, this stinks. I forgot about this.
However, Keith,
it's the Germany game,
those
right?
Those were London games. Those were London games.
Good point. Great distinction.
This game's in Munich.
Yes. Thank
Carolina
God.
On the other side. Brutal defense.
Yes.
Easy to run on.
Uh-huh.
I admittedly had this logic a few weeks ago with Javonte Williams when they played Carolina and it didn't hit, but I think this one will.
You do?
I got Tyrone Tracy plus 105, morning game. It could be over real quick.
We'll know before lunch.
Tyrone Tracy and the Giants against Carolina in Germany. That is my pick for the Bozo touchdown.
All right. So I went with...
it's a high over-under in that game, too. It's like 47 points. Yeah.
I went with this guy last week. Didn't hit.
Oh, so you're doubling down.
I'm doubling down. He is going up against a porous run defense.
Yep. It's a good place to start.
Of the New England Patriots. Give me DeAndre Swift.
Nice.
And anytime touchdown is plus 110 on his own.
Juicy.
Running backs have done very well against the Patriots this year, both yards and scores.
I'd say.
So I will take DeAndre Swift to get his ass back in the end zone this week.
Okay, DeAndre Swift plus 110. I got Tyrone Tracy plus 105. Billy Lanny, who you got?
Going to the Eagles-Cowboys game in Dallas, I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb.
I like the it's plus 145?
Plus 145.
Okay, I like that a lot, to be honest.
It's because Cooper Rush.
So, yeah, but... You don't think Cooper Rush?
He has to throw somebody.
I think he's gonna pepper CeeDee Lamb. Like,
I think he's probably gonna get like 15 targets.
Yeah, I feel like when backup quarterbacks get in there, they pepper number one targets like that. That's real good value on CeeDee Lamb. Again, you said it's the Eagles? That's a bad pass defense, too. Not a bad defense, but a bad pass defense. So I like that one a lot. Terp is going with a receiver who feels like he gets in the end zone every week. That would be Justin Jefferson, minus 105. That's our only minus pick here for the day. And then for our bold pick.
This is a bold flavor.
From time to time, we like a bold flavor.
Nick from the clouds.
Nick from the clouds.
That's not Jalen Polk level.
No. So Jalen Polk.
Jalen Polk actually was longer odds.
Billy took the squeaky wheel, Jalen Polk, last week, plus 600.
Yep.
Didn't hit, but in fairness, we missed a lot of legs last week.
It wasn't the only one.
Nick is going to uncharted territory. What is your pick this week, Nick?
I'm going with the same game Terp did, that Vikings-Jaguars game, and I'm going with the Vikings defense and special teams to score.
Wow.
It's Mac Jones. The Vikings defense special teams have scored 3 touchdowns this year.
Okay.
And it's Mac Jones, so there's a chance.
Pick 6, fumble 6, all good, whatever it is. Defense and special teams,
yeah,
right? So a rare kick return, punt return.
2-for-1.
All right. So I think what you have to do is you have to same game parlay those two, and then you take the other three and you put them all together.
Yeah, okay.
So if you were to do that, it would be... One ham, standard $10 bet, one ham would win you...
How many PS5s?
Just shy of 2 PS5s.
Nice.
$984.41.
See, no, I'm surprised it's not. And that's nothing to sneeze at, but with a, what was the Vikings defense? +380?
+380.
+390 right now. I'm looking at
390.
So this is what we got. We got +390 with the Vikings.
People are fading Nick already.
+145 on CeeDee Lamb.
Uh-huh.
+110 on DeAndre Swift. +100 on Tyrone Tracy. And -105 on Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
So that would equal one ham for just shy of two PS5s.
Do I love the idea?
A good day at the office.
It's a great day at the office. Do I love the idea of picking a defense? No. But the more we talk about this, it's Mac Jones. He'll hand you a pick six like you read about. The Vikings defense, I didn't realize, already has three scores this year.
Yeah, they'd be scoring.
It's also a 2-for-1. It's defense. That defense is out there a good portion of the time. Plus special teams, 2-for-1. And how is it only +380? What are defenses?
I scrolled by it, and I was like, wow, that's way higher than I thought it was going to be.
You're like looking for Jordan Naylor. You're like rolling down, and then you're like, wait a minute. The Vikings defense is way up there. All right, so +380. One ham will win you just shy of two PS5s, almost a grand.
Real quick, the Parlay Princess, before she signed off of the Greg Hill Morning Show, had sent me her 13-leg NFL parlay, $20. So she goes two hams.
She doubles up.
She would win $12,200.
Look, that's a nice payday. That's a lot. That's cheap.
That's just for six PS5s?
For an extra ham, she's up to six PS5s. Yeah. Very
so she's out there.
Isn't that 24 PS5s?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Six? What am I doing? No, that wouldn't cover that.
$12,000? Yeah, it would be 24 PS5.
My
yes.
bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shortchanging the Parlay Princess.
Show. Yeah, yeah. 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 I was not prepared for that today. So 24 PS5s.
Uh-huh.
She could have two for every month of the year
That's
if
awesome.
She wanted to.
That's great.
Real quick, ready?
Yeah.
Giants over Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Give me like a yes or no. How do you feel about it? Bills over Colts. These are all money line.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, but yes.
Falcons over Saints.
Yes.
49ers over Bucks.
Yes.
Steelers over Commanders.
Not sure about
maybe
that.
Not.
Put me down for a no.
Vikings over Jaguars.
Yes.
Patriots over Bears.
Yes.
You do like that.
I do. I told you. I didn't think it would be the worst leg. Yeah.
Broncos. Oh, Broncos +7.5 Chiefs. So she randomly has a spread line in there.
Okay. Don't hate it. And it's not about the 7.5 feels like a sucker line.
Yeah.
But.
Keep it close.
Well, the Chiefs could just be looking ahead to the Bills next week.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all. That's all like right. a look pass thing.
She's got Chargers over Titans.
Okay. Yep. That's fine.
Just money line. Eagles over Cowboys.
I don't know that I love that one either, but okay.
Jets over Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. We're starting to lose it.
Lions over Texans.
Definitely, yeah.
And then a Monday Night Football could all come down to this. Rams over Dolphins.
Rams over Dolphins, I like.
$12,000.
Nice.
Coming her way.
Now, if she hits on the first 12 legs, Keith.
I'm cashing out like a
we'll have to talk about
we'll
that.
We'll have a good breakdown on Monday.
Yeah. Long tease. We'll have a good break. Yeah. It's a holiday for a lot of you out there. We'll be working. On Veterans Day. We appreciate all that they do, but we'll be working. We can break that down. So that's the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Tyrone Tracy, DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, Vikings defense against Mac Jones, and Justin Jefferson. $10 wins you a grand. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. We'll get into Jerod Mayo, some interesting comments today about his coaching future in New England, because of course. And, would any potential outside candidates be lining up to coach Drake May? We'll get to all that next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight.
Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.